As I am being a graphic designer, I first look at it from the perspective of design, of course, which is like the main thing. And then you look like in a way that you first of all look at the professional, of course, production and the way the materiality has been done, but then you look for something unexpected, something maybe that opens a certain emotional landscape.
Ja, nach dem ersten Tag war ich schon sehr erschöpft, habe ich mir die ganze Zeit sagen müssen, darfst du nicht anfangen zu lesen, weil dann denkst du, ist zu zeitaufwendig. Aber waren so viele interessante Bücher. Ich bin auch sehr inspiriert von das Ganze. Es ist wirklich, es hat viel gegeben.
That's the thing, right? It feels rough. You can roll it. You can put. It's like a newspaper bound into a bunch of pages, meant to walk around with it, right? It's a book you would walk around with. So it's not just a theory. It's like the theory put into practice, and every single one of us wants to walk out of this room reading that book to the tram station.
Leipzigs neue Seiten. Buchgestaltung zwischen Tradition und digitaler Zukunft. Ein Podcast der Stiftung Buchkunst Frankfurt am Main und Leipzig.
Welcome to an extra episode of Leipzig's Neue Seiten, marking a very special occasion. As they do every year, jurors from five countries gathered at the National Library in Leipzig in early February to select the most beautiful books from around the world. 550 books from 34 countries, including Austria, Belgium, Canada, and Venezuela, were laid and ready for the jury's scrutiny. We took a look over the jurors' shoulders and gathered a few quotes.
Very happy with that, but I accept it, so it's nothing what I don't.
The chairs of the German Publishers and Booksellers Association painted in oil, all of them men. It's hard to believe, gaze portentously out from the ornate gold frames. The atmosphere in the historic meeting room of the German National Library is busy and tense. Pointed fingers caress the linen spines while type areas are scrutinized and notes taken, accompanied by the occasional snapshot on a mobile phone. Being part of a jury is an exciting change for Scott van der Zee, a graphic designer and typographer who lives in New York and otherwise teaches at the Pratt Institute in Brooklyn. He collaborated with Jonas Vogeli in 2018 to design the book Heimat, Handwerk and Die Utopie des Alltäglichen for Hubertus Design in Zurich. Published by Hermer Verlag, it was awarded the Golden Letter, the highest accolade in the most beautiful books from around the world competition.
It was fantastic. I remember it was one of the last projects I worked on with Hubertus Design, and it was one of the first where I had quite a full range of freedom in the design and beautiful content, beautiful object. So, last project, I heard about getting the Golden Letter when I was in New York already, and Jonas gave me a call. It was early on a Saturday morning, and said, "Hey, you won't believe it, but Heimat got the Goldene Letter." And I said, "Wow, that's crazy!" And it was really nice because Hubertus has won a number of the National Swiss Prizes before for many years, and this was kind of one in my 2.5 years working with them we hadn't received, and it was kind of like, let's call it a missing puzzle in terms of the competition recognitions. That was quite nice to see.
Leipzig is also a premiere for Berta Kreft, the new managing director of Stiftung Buchkunst. An expert for publications in the field of contemporary art and photography at Hatje Kantz and Kerber. Taking part in an important competition was always integral to her work. And now she is in charge of shining a spotlight on the crème de la crème. Well, it was particularly exciting for me because it was the first time I had ever been part of this competition. I had heard a lot about it and also discussed what it's like with my team. Naturally, actually being involved and supporting the process was a very special experience for me. Leipzig has been the venue for this unique design competition since 1963. Its nominees have all won national competitions around the world. The exhibitions, held initially in the Old Town Hall and later in the Exhibition Centre on the Market Square, also gave the citizens of East Germany some insight into what was happening around the world. The competition and exhibition have been organised by Stiftung Buchkunst since 1991. But what does the word competition even mean? Berta Kreft believes that what sets the most beautiful books from around the world apart from other competitions is its consistent ability to bring together people, cultures, and the most varied approaches to book design, while still revealing the things they have in common.
Am wichtigsten ist natürlich auch, dass wir die Bücher auf der Leipziger Buchmesse präsentieren werden. Wir haben einen
The most important aspect, of course, is that we will showcase the books at the Leipzig Book Fair. We have a large stand measuring 200 square meters, and everything is focused on the books themselves. The stand is dedicated entirely to our international competition. We are currently working on our own publication for the Leipzig Book Fair. Once released, it will present and describe all of the books, including photographs. Naturally, this book will be our principal medium to publicize the competition. We send it out all over the world, and it's available to buy. And we as a team will, of course, continue to draw attention to the competition. You can rest assured that we will also seek to draw in other countries and motivate them to organize a competition if they don't yet have one themselves. It is obvious that we want as many people as possible to take part. Anyone entering the conference room on the first day might reasonably wonder whether the challenge is even more manageable, given the heavy stacks of books piled high on the two rows of long tables. But for professionals like Alexander Stender, head of production at Suhrkamp and Insel in Berlin since 2012, it's all just a question of organization.
Der Donnerstag, wo wir die 550 Bücher angeguckt haben, war wirklich so ein
We spent the Thursday looking at 550 books, so it really was a bit like diving into the deep end. It seems like you only have a minute to examine each book, so you have to be willing to make quick decisions. Does this one belong on a short list? Maybe on a list of contenders? Where do I put it? How do I rate it? But with other ones, you immediately sense that this one is mine. It really deserves to go to the distance. So you start compiling a list by yourself, but then you take another look at the books the next day with a little more scrutiny to check whether it is still as good as it seemed after a night's sleep. Päivi Helander, who opened her own studio in the Finnish capital in 2019 after years working for creative agencies in Munich, Hamburg and Helsinki, believes that being part of the jury for the most beautiful books from around the world is a privilege.
Yeah, also muss ich sagen, ich wie alle anderen hier auch sind so.
Yes. Well, I have to say that everyone gathered here, we are all real lovers of books. So it is a wonderful challenge, of course. And it is such a joy to see and caress books of this pedigree. Ones you have never seen before. We are all familiar with the national ones. I know the books from Finland and Scandinavia, but you rarely get the chance to inspect books from other countries, only on the internet. Now they are in front of you on the desk. It is a very moving experience for me. Things you have only seen as digital copies are then right there in your hands. It is important to touch the paper and see how it feels. Sure, I was completely exhausted after the first day. I had to keep urging myself to avoid reading the words. That would simply take too much time. But encountering so many fascinating books is a hugely inspirational experience. It certainly inspires me, and it has given me so much.
Inspiriert von das Ganze. Es ist wirklich It has viel gegeben.
Given Haylander's enthusiasm, it would be easy to forget that the jurors are asked to walk the tightrope every year. They need to reward the courage to strike out in new directions while still honouring good everyday books. Participants from countries where the production circumstances remain difficult need to have the same chances as seasoned entrants from traditional publishing nations like Holland, Switzerland or Germany. Alexandra Stender believes it is a feasible task.
Also, ich glaube, das Tolle ist natürlich, dass man fünf unterschiedliche Blicke.
What makes it particularly good, in my opinion, is that you get five different perspectives of the whole thing. People will inevitably disagree on what they like, and I really think that the jury members have been carefully selected. Ultimately, I believe that the diversity of award winners reflect this fact. You'll find pretty much everything from perfectly crafted books to projects and experiments. The fact that the jury allowed this to happen is itself a work of art, because juries themselves are already very diverse. But is it even possible to compare books that are as different can be? Technical aspects, rationally assessed, are one thing, but then there are other ones that touch your heart like a bolt from the blue. Isadora Nikolic, a graphic designer, university lecturer and curator from Belgrade, is well aware of this duality of books as a commodity.
As I am being a graphic designer, I first look at it from the perspective of design, of course, which is like the main thing. And then you look like in a way that you first of all look at the professional, of course, production and the way the materiality has been done, but then you look for something unexpected, something maybe that opens a certain emotional landscape, because books are something which opens a new landscape for us. And if there is a certain emotional reaction, of course, you can always admire rationality behind the intellectual approach and precision which is sometimes like a less than 1 millimeter makes all the difference, you know. Also the paper quality and everything. But what struck me the most is that the book that almost was one of the first that caught my eye and somehow warmed my and touched my heart was my favorite book. For the past 2.5 days, I tried to maybe change my mind, but and it's the book that is a very, very cheap in production, very low print run, very humble, very, yet it opens the whole horizon of different emotions and something that you just want to grab passionately and read.
Most of the jurors were completely enamoured with the conference reader Gehen als Forschungspraxis, a Dutch-Swiss co-production in a very small print run without ISBN. Designer Jana-Sophie Lieb and editor Lynn Gomez worked closely with Binderai to create a book that literally demands to be read while walking, waiting and standing. A book that seems immediately intimate and that Scott van der Zee simply could not put down.
That's the thing, right? It feels rough. You can roll it. You can put. It's like a newspaper bound into a bunch of pages meant to walk around with it, right? It's a book you would walk around with. So it's not just a theory. It's like the theory put into practice, and every single one of us wants to walk out of this room reading that book to the tram station.
Even Jian Ping He, who combines the zeitgeist of European culture with Asian tradition in his Hay-designed studio in Berlin and Hangzhou, felt inescapably drawn into the book's magical allure while walking and standing.
It's a fresh style for me. It's also another kind of experiment. So I want to give my sponsor for this project. Maybe I think maybe this is come from a small studio or so from small publishing house. And I will be very happy to say similar project from China. I think the Chinese publishing house or state publishing house, they don't have this so small project. Every book's printed high copies. This is the another style. So I'm very happy to say the small project by this computation.
Isadora Nikolic gives us an even wider perspective.
I would like to send all my compliments to the designer. It's a female designer, which I also like supporting, because more and more women are like passionately devoting their lives to the profession, and to encourage smaller projects to compete in this competition.
This is precisely what Stiftung Buchkunst is seeking to promote. The latest iteration of the international competition again initiates respectful, enriching and inspirational dialogue. The selection is really fantastic. It showcases the immense diversity found within the book industry and this international competition. That in itself is truly special. The publisher in one country, the printer in another, and the graphic is somewhere else entirely. That is what makes the international focus so special. These words from Alexander Stender wrap up our talk from the endless expanses of the German National Library in Leipzig. I look forward to seeing you all at the Leipzig Book Fair. Held from the 21st to the 24th of March, you'll be able to admire the most beautiful of them all, as well as the other candidates, in an exhibition at the Stiftung Buchkunst stand in Hall 2. The award ceremony for the most beautiful books will take place on Friday at 4 p.m. during the fair. And of course, we'll also see you at the It's a Book Independent Trade Fair on the 23rd of March at the Leipzig Academy of Visual Arts. If all this information is too much to digest, and if you want to know exactly which live events we have organized around the book fair, just take a look at our website, which will certainly be updated several times over the next few days. Stiftungbuchkunst.de. My name's Dan Wesker, and before I head off to purchase some of the most beautiful books from my trusted purveyors of printed materials, I'll say goodbye and all the best. See you soon in Leipzig.
Leipzigs neue Seiten. Buchgestaltung zwischen Tradition und digitaler Zukunft. Ein Podcast der Stiftung Buchkunst Frankfurt am Main und Leipzig.